Western leaders have gathered on the beaches of northern France to mark 80 years since the D-Day landings. Some of the surviving veterans have returned to Normandy for a series of commemorations to pay tribute to the immense sacrifices made by tens of thousands of troops during the World War II campaign. The Allied invasion, which began on June the 6th in 1944, led to the defeat of the Nazis and the end of the war. Speaking in Normandy, United States President Joe Biden used the opportunity to draw comparisons to Russia's current war in Ukraine.
In memory of those who fought here, died here, literally saved the world here, let us be worthy of their sacrifice. Let us be the generation that when history is written about our time, in 10, 20, 30, 50, 80 years from now, it'll be said, when the moment came, we met the moment.
Earlier in the day, King Charles and French President Emmanuel Macron laid wreaths at the British Memorial in Normandy. The monarch, joined by British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, paid tribute to the sacrifices made by Allied soldiers.
We recall the lesson that comes to us again and again across the decades. Three nations must stand together to oppose tyranny.
With war again raging on Europe's borders, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was also there to celebrate the heroic actions of 80 years ago.